Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show this Thursday morning. Well, just so that you are aware of the Coach Lalisa Show schedule, you can go to Facebook, and actually there will be a Coach Lalisa Show schedule put right there on Facebook so that you can find any given day what shows are going to be on, what the topic is going to be on. You can find it ahead of time, or if you up to the last minute and you want to know what time we're coming on, or if you want to set your schedule for the evening before for what time we're going to come on. Right now we have a lot of flexibility happening with our programs that we're running right now, so the show does not come on every single day at the same time. For instance, we have the awesome Mr. Terry Benjamin on with us, co-hosting the show every Tuesday, and right now his show airs at 7 a.m. So for those of you early birds, you want to get some motivation, empowerment, and inspiration early in the morning on your way to work, tune in at 7. But for those of you who are not up quite so early, a 9 a.m. is going to work. And so for our 9 a.m. time, like today, like Mondays, like Wednesdays and Fridays, this would give our California people a little bit more time to sleep. So when we have our guests coming to us from California at 9 o'clock in the morning, it is still 6 a.m. there. So at least they're only having to get up at 6 a.m. versus when I was doing the 7 o'clock in the morning show. Every morning, my California people had to be up at 4 a.m. just to be a guest on the show. So we want to try to make it a little bit more convenient for also the West Coast people. And then also for our good friend, Paul Kiriazzi, who has made many appearances right here on the Blog Talk Radio Show. He's all the way in Japan. And over in Japan, when he would come onto the show, it would be 8 o'clock at night. So also this will give him, it'll come on a little bit more earlier, then that way he can still have time to have, you know, do things with his family and other things that he may have to do also in the evening when we have him on as a special guest. So good morning, and welcome to the show. Welcome to our guest. If you tune into the archives, I see you on the phone line there. Good morning, and those who will be in the chat room. Now, the Coach Lalisa Show is really, really on the move, and we want you to stay connected. So like I said, there will be a page on Facebook one day, and someday we'll have the information up as a full website that you can go and take part and be a part of. You know, the Coach Lalisa Show has been here since 2008, and so we've done something since that time, and it's funny because we know we tried to let go of the Coach Lalisa Show a couple times, but it continues to resurrect itself. And, you know, and it's been the people that have said, you know, where's the show? When are you coming on? And or people calling me up asking me to interview their people. Now, if you've missed any of the Coach Lalisa shows over the past several months, you can listen to any archive of the Coach Lalisa Show at www.blogtalkradio.com/CoachLalisa. And then you can just click on any show from the archives all the way up until the very first show in 2008. And I would definitely suggest that you do that. But yesterday was surely a show of miracles. I tell you, I should just rename it to the show of miracles because so many miracles happened yesterday. We had the man of God, Apostle David E. Taylor, born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee, travels all around the world with a healing crusade. And I know there was another man that I had met who is going to also come on the show. He is out of North Carolina. He's also working on a crusade as well. I'm going to bring him on. But certainly yesterday was truly, truly a blessing. I mean, we got so much done in that 40 minutes, because the show did last for about 40 minutes, it was power-packed. So if you missed it, if you need healing in your body and your mind and your finances, if you need healing in a relationship, you need to tune in to the Coach Lalisa Show for March the 18th. Yes, March 18th. You need to, not only that, grab the link and send it to anyone that you know is in need of healing in their body, in their mind, in their finances, in their emotions. Healing is going forth. So many things are happening. Also, we want to tell you about our new training center, Performance Strategies Unlimited Training Institute, located at 1139 East Jersey Street. Find a way to get over there to sign up for a training. We're in suite number 426. That's in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We have a whole slate of trainings for you to improve your personal life, your professional life, and your spiritual life. In these areas, if you want to be improved, and we know that your spiritual life goes with you wherever you go, whether it's professional or personal. So we have classes to help you in those three major areas. Everything fits into your personal life: your health, your finances, your education, your family and your friends, your intimate relationships, and your spiritual life. All fit into your personal life. So we have personal development, coaching, training, conferences, seminars, workshops. We have a program to help those who have been incarcerated. So please come over and find out what programs we have for those. You can dial 908-469-6410. 908-469-6410. And you can speak to myself or you can speak to Patricia Martin. We are there to help you, and we're bringing some other people on board, so you will have other staff members that you will be talking to as well. When you call and make an appointment, you can make an appointment, or you can find out about our walk-in hours where you can sign up for training, but you can do it also online. on Facebook, there is a link, and I'm going to give it to you in just a second. You can go to our link on Facebook, and you can sign up for training. It's www.facebook.com/PSUI Training Institute. You can like the page. You will get notices of training coming up. There's an upcoming training on Monday, the 30th. There's a training for individuals who want to write a book. There's training for individuals who want to learn how to be an effective trainer. There are trainings on Saturday for individuals who want to be a better leader in what they're doing in their work, in their ministry. There's also a disciple class for those who are ministry leaders who want to learn the proper ways, a better way to disciple those that God has given to you. Those of you who are disciples, you want to know what should you be doing now that you've gotten saved. Now that I'm saved, now that I've had the excitement of the wonderful preaching and I've gone down the aisle, what next? What next? Okay? There are many, many things that are happening. I see there's a post on the page. All young men and women, business churches, everyone, on Friday at 10 a.m. to 12 noon, come and join us at PSUI for a continental breakfast. So we will be doing that on Fridays. Please make sure you contact us for more information about that. You can call 908-469-6410 for continental breakfast on Fridays. Come and network, a networking, I like it, continental breakfast. Yeah, you got to tune in every day to the Coach Lalisa Show to keep up with what we have going on. I am now also offering a life class, okay? So you can also attend and take my life class. You can also take courses that are offered by Minister Patricia Martin. You can find all of that on our PSUI Training Institute page right there on Facebook. So again, I just want to let everyone know that the training center is up and running. We have training sessions coming up for the youth. If you have young people that do not seem to have it, do not seem to have their act together, especially teenagers. We're looking for teenagers from the 9th grade to the 12th grade. If you want your teenager to improve in their academics, to improve in their extracurricular activities, if you want, and this is a big one, I think I should get my phone ringing off the hook on this one. If you want your child's social etiquette, social etiquette classes will be being taught at PSUI, social etiquette. You know, part-time I work for the prison system. I work for people who are incarcerated, and I've been working with the incarcerated since 2004. So it's probably 8 years now that I've been working. Well, actually since 2003. So 9 years I've been working with the incarcerated. And then again, God, you know, I believe God has a sense of humor, because I'm like, okay, God, why do you have me working with the incarcerated? And he's like, well, hello, you were the incarcerated. You know, it's the same thing he did to me the other day when I was dealing with the seniors. I'm like, God, why do you have me going to speak to some seniors? He's like, hello, you are a senior citizen. You're 55, you have your AARP card, and they send you monthly newsletters and stuff. You can go and get a discount on your meal at the IHOP. So what are you talking about, little lady? So same thing with the incarcerated. I'm like, okay, God, when he first put me in the jail to work down at the Mahan down in Clinton, New Jersey, and I thought, you know, it was so funny because it was just really weird how I got to be working there, and I worked there for a solid year. One day a month. It was my job to go there one day a month I would spend literally the whole day in the prison doing different things, mostly empowering and motivating the women who were leaving there. But I got an opportunity to work to do a career fair in the Northern State Prison. But working with individuals who are doing this, right? And, you know, I'm going to just, as a matter of fact, I see that I do have a guest here on the phone, so I'm going to see if my guest wants to add any comments. I see you, area code 908. I'm just going to open up her phone line. Good morning. How are you? Caller 908, you're on the air.
Morning, Costa Lisa.
Good morning. I heard some good news from you. Did you want to share what you had with us? On the Coach the show, you were talking about how, you know, you just your son and just the wonderful things that happened. But do you want to just share, you know, what you know about the, you know, about PSUI and how it's helping people and what, you know, what you expect it to do?
Basically, you said it all, Coach Lisa. You know, we're there and we just, you know, looking forward to seeing people come in and getting motivated, getting inspired to jumpstart their career, their education, to be able to motivate their families and to do whatever they need to do in their families and their church ministry. And see, PSUI is a different type of institute because, see, we're enlisting everything. We're not leaving anyone out. You know, it doesn't matter the color, the race. It doesn't matter what your background is. We just trying to get you to the place that God wants you to be, and that's what he wants us to do. You know, he's calling us to go out and help others. And in turn, again, you know, I was saying what you make happen for others, God make happen for you. And so I'm just happy to be able to work with you and can't wait to get back into the office on next week so that we can just really, really get the ball rolling and to just doing what, you know, we love doing. And I think that's the best part about what we're doing is that we love what we do. And so we know it's going to work, and we're just waiting, you know, to just, I'm just excited. I'm just really excited. I've been excited from the beginning, but, you know, I had ran, you know, across a few, you know, little issues with the, you know, the passing of my husband and trying to get my house back in order. But God is good, and I'm just, you know, just excited about the whole program. For those who are listening, you know, we just ask to come out and try us out, you know, come see what we're about. Just come sit down and talk with us, and we guarantee you by the time you leave, you're going to want to take a class. You're going to want to take a class. You know, we're not those people that say that we're going to help you and not help you. When you leave us, you will be helped. Coach? Hello? I don't know if we lost Coach Lalisa or not. I'm hoping that she's still online. Coach Lalisa?
Hello?
Yes, Coach?
Yes. Oh, yes. I know I lost you for a second there. So, yes, so you're excited. We're excited. And that excitement means a lot, you know.
Yes.
When you get excited about something, I tell you, Pat, I am just so excited.
Yes. I mean, I'm just, I, like I said, I can't wait to get back so that we can just start, you know, going out so I can go out to the malls and, you know, start interacting with some of the managers in some of the stores and going out to some of the businesses and just, you know, promoting our business and, you know, just getting people in and just working with them. I'm excited about that.
Yes. We are so excited, and you know, it's something about stepping out on faith.
Oh, wow.
When you step out on faith, it's scary now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure when Peter got out that boat, hello.
Yeah.
But you know what? But God has got you, you know? You step out on faith and do the things that you're doing. Look at how God is moving.
I was sitting there thinking the same thing, you know, like, you know, you started talking about faith and how, you know, you just stepped out on the water, and Peter stepped out on the water, just, you know, and how, you know, if he had that much faith, you know, to believe that when he stepped out on that water, he was going to be able to walk, you know, it's, you know, that faith, you know, and that's what we have to walk by, faith.
Not by sight now.
Right. Right.
You know what? Okay, now, you know, and just so much, you know, I tell you, it's just God. But see, God did it because, you know, I'll tell anybody in a minute, I'm not smart enough to come up with all these fancy ideas.
Right. He gave you that one, Coach, not me.
You know, I'm not smart and witty enough to, you know, only God can give you smart, witty ideas. Hello? You know, hey, listen. But one thing I do is I do take the wind of the Lord, because God will even give you the power to bring it about, you know, to do it, to make it happen.
Right, right. He does all the time.
And he puts, why is it that God puts all the right people in your life for you?
And he puts them there because he knows those are the ones that's going to help you, you know, and he has a way of putting the right people there to get you where you need to go. Just imagine if we had all the wrong people, Coach, in our lives we're out trying to do the business, and then all the wrong people came into our life. It's not going to work.
So he
has to place the right people at the right time to get you where you need to go.
Exactly, and we're trying to help people get to their empowerment. You know, I had put on there for our show topic today, release your power to personal and professional success. And that's what we're doing over there at PSUI Training Institute, is that we are helping people to come into their own personal and professional success. So I expect to see, you know, your children there. I mean, we want to get, you know, Shaniqua in the class. You know, we want people coming because they're going to be changed. This
right.
is life-changing training, professional development. And that's what I was saying earlier about the whole social etiquette. We're teaching these young people, and we're going to start with the 9th to 12th graders, and who knows, from there we'll probably go to the junior high, to the 8th and 7th and 8th graders, and then maybe we'll go beyond, but starting with those 9th to 12th graders, only because they have a real urgent need. They're about
right.
And you're in the 9th to 12th grade, especially that 12th grade, it's over. You're either going into college where you might
right.
get another opportunity for some additional social development, but if you didn't get it by 12th grade, you're in trouble.
Right. And this is what I tell my daughter, Coach, you know, and I'll tell most youth, when you get out of high school, jump right into your career, because if you don't, you're going to sit and you're going to say, but within that year, it goes by so fast. With
mm-hmm.
the snap of a, it's going by so fast that 3 or 4 years to be done past, and you're still not working, you're still not in college, you're still at home with mom. And so for us, it's now for us to, you know, to get, like you said, get with those that are in school and start teaching them and let know. Find out, 9th grade, you should be deciding what it is that you want to do. So by 12th year, you can jump right into it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So that's one of the newest teachings that, you know, we're looking to start there for individuals. They need a social development, and that's what I was saying before about the many individuals that I'm working with in the prison. Yes, I'm basically a social development coach. That's my job, because that's what they have missing. They're very witty. They're very smart. They have a lot of talent. They're very talented, but they're lacking. It's a great lacking in social development. They were never
right.
developed. And I know for me, I was socially developed at home by Barbara Branson Robinson at that time, with my mother, but I was socially developed by her and my father, Jesse Robinson, and my grandmother, because they all were there together when I was little. And that's
mm-hmm.
where I got the bulk of my social development, from the day I was born up until age 10. Well, my father left the home at 10, but my mother and my grandmother continually socially developed us. And then I began to go out in the streets and do crazy things and all of that. But with me was always my social developing. But now my mother, I'm going to use a similar style that my mother used. Her social development for us was also tempered with Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I said, my mother developed us very well with the scriptures and never once referred to the scripture. She never gave a scripture reference. I guess she said to herself, if you was reading your Bible, you know where I'm coming from.
I found out later.
When I started reading the Bible, I was like, wow, all the stuff she was telling us was from the Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I was just saying to those that are listening, you know, our theme, you know, one of the themes that I liked that you chose was if you can sell drugs, you can sell anything. So if you're out there selling drugs, if you're out there prostituting, whatever it is that you're doing, you need to be at PSUI so that we can teach you how to make money the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Help block so that you don't end up in the system. You know, we want to train you how to start doing things the right way. So, you know, again, come to PSUI right there at 1139 East Jersey Street and see us. And, you know, we'll be there waiting for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are going to be there. And I am so, so, so excited about all of the training. I'm training trainers. For those of you who understand what time it is in some of your lives, it's better that you transform yourself into a trainer because that's where a lot of dollars is going to be going. Right now they have 100,000 of people coming out of the prison system. Then you got another 200,000 coming off welfare. You have another, you know, 50,000 coming out of the colleges every day. These individuals still all lack training. College
mm-hmm.
students, knowledge, but they still lack the training. It's the skills that they need to get the jobs. And so I know that, yes, I might think that I'm a great trainer, but I couldn't. There's not enough for me to train all these people. So
right.
In anyone who is without a job and you have some type of you have the wherewithal to want to be a trainer, please come to PSUI under my Becoming an Effective Trainer, Exceptional Trainer program. You can train under that program, and we will take it from there. I started out just doing a few hour session, and so now we're about to develop that into like an 8-week course. We also have the empowerment course, the Release Your Power 8-week course. It goes through all the chapters from the book, and there's a workbook with that. And so it's here. It's here. It's PSUI Training Institute. You can find myself, Pat Martin, and a couple people that will be working with us over there to meet the needs of the people who want to get trained in the very areas, communication skills training, professional development training, personal empowerment training. You know, you want your employers. We're talking to employers about training their staff. So we are going into schools, colleges, companies to train individuals, and individuals can come to us. We have a facility where we can have at least 15 students in a class at a time. We'll build as many classes as we need to get the job done, but we know there's a big need. Minister Pat, while we were sitting here talking, my phone was ringing like 3 or 4 times. People calling me up for training need.
Wow.
Yes,
awesome.
That's right. I had to, when I wasn't there for a few seconds, you were probably talking to. I got to get back to these individuals. I got 3 or 4 meetings this morning. This is where it's at right now, people. There's a meeting going on in Trenton. There's a brand new program that has just hit New Jersey about a year ago. I'm going to that meeting to find out what it is, but it is about training, it's about employment, it's about getting all of those people, the hundreds of thousands that came out of prison, those that are coming off welfare, and those that are coming out of college, and those that are getting laid off.
Yes.
Laid off. I met a project manager last week, 28 years, with Lucent, the company. I know the name changed because somebody bought Lucent out, but 28 years professional experience as a project management, laid off, just out of the blue, laid off. Still young, still needing to work. You see, it's about to happen. So if you have that need, please send them to PSUI Training Institute. We're going to work with them. We're going to be able to coach them, to encourage them, to instruct them. And also I have employers that we're working with that can we can match people up and better with the jobs that they can be happy with.
Yes, yes.
Righty then. Well, that does it, Pat.
Amen. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So yes. We hope everybody is tuned back into the archives and get all this great information, because while you're being trained, we're being trained so that we can train you. So everybody's being trained.
That's something. And God is training us all.
Amen.
We're all being trained by the Holy Ghost to be to be just like Jesus. I love it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
One big training atmosphere, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a training institute, so we can't train if we're not trained. So, you know, everybody's learning together. So it's not like one person knows everything, because, you know, we all learn and we feed off of each other, you know, and that's how it works.
That's how it works. Well, on that note, that's how it works, and this is how it's going to end right here on the Coach Elisa. So we'll see you back tomorrow morning. Same time, same place. Have a wonderful day. All right, Minister Pat, I'll talk to you shortly.
Amen. Peace and blessings.
Yes, peace and blessings.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.